Andrew Yang, FBI action strengthens case for millions who will see raid as unjust persecution. By Catherine Hamilton on August 9, 2022. Failed 2020 presidential candidate and universal basic income enthusiast Andrew Yang, unlike many of his far-left peers, did not share news the FBI raided former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday. Yang, who left the Democrat Party in 2021 and launched a third party this year, tweeted a warning on Tuesday morning to those celebrating the raid, stating the FBI's actions will fuel millions of Americans' ever-increasing distrust of the corrupt government establishment. "I'm no Trump fan. I want him as far away from the White House as possible. But a fundamental part of his appeal has been that it's him against a corrupt government establishment. This raid strengthens that case for millions of Americans who will see this as unjust persecution," Yang wrote. "It seems like this was authorized by a local judge in a particular FBI office without buy-in or notification of higher levels of government. But literally no one will believe that or make a distinction. It's probably bureaucratic, but it seems political," he continued, before linking to a Politico story which quoted a legal expert saying, "Trump will be re-elected president in 2024, hands down. It will prove to be the greatest law enforcement mistake in history." In a separate tweet, Yang said he fears, "We will look back on this as a day that activated extremism and not the opposite." Other Trump foes have voiced similar concerns, including prominent never-Trump Republican Joe Walsh, who reluctantly admitted the raid on Trump's home may have pissed off moderate Republicans into supporting him for 2024. Disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo also questioned the motives for the raid, tweeting it could be viewed as a political tactic. "DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6 investigations," Cuomo wrote.